Welcome back to the Pitch Pod. My name is Joe Janner. With me, my co-host, as always, Jeff Stebbins. Jeff, how are you doing today?
Joe, I am doing very well, thank you, and I'm happy to be here. How are you doing?
I'm fine. You know, weathering the storm, you know, out of the elements, and here we are, excited to talk about these upcoming Champions League leg two of two. Some great competitions already. That's what I'm excited about.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good one. And you know, there were some surprises in that first leg that kind of caught both you and I off guard. And the competition was great. Some standout players showed what they're capable of doing. So it's living up to what, you know, what it should. It's one of the most competitive, tournaments in the world for a reason. And it's been fun to watch.
I think you said it. I know we talked about it before. Here you are. You're in the semifinals, top 14. I mean, class acts, class performances, class games, all that. And here we are. It's lived up to the billing, right? So I think it's all something that we can all look forward to seeing how the remainder of this competition plays out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a couple of things I just wanted to point out in the previous couple of matches is, you know, number one, Vinicius Jr., got to give him a shout out. Two goals. Wow. Amazing performance from him. Bellingham, great job as well, kind of playing off of Vinicius. And also for Dortmund, that's kind of the surprise. I think I actually predicted the 2-2 draw and got the ring dinger with the PSG game. But the Dortmund match, that was a shocker for me, and kudos to Dortmund. And I really thought that Nicholas stood out, of course, with the goal. But once the veteran Roos got in, you could kind of see a shift in momentum for Dortmund. And wow, he still has it, man. He still has it. He's a legend for a reason.
Well, wait a minute, man. I don't want to downplay the fact. Did you say you nailed it, right? Bayern 2-2. You were going to almost downplay. I'm not. I'm going to say, okay, here's another ring dinger. Here's another right on the money. Perfecto prediction from Jeff on the Pitch Pod. 2-2, right?
Well, I appreciate the shout out, Joe. Yeah. If there's some gamblers or people making sports bets out there, you know, maybe they benefited from that insight there. So
I think, yeah, you know, all that said, with the results and what we're looking at here going into the second leg, I mean, I didn't quite get that, but I think that what you're looking at here is an opportunity for both the teams, I think, to then get a result to go ahead, right? If you're talking about, first of all, maybe we should just talk about the first, as it happens in sequence, PSG versus Dortmund. You know, where was Mbappe?
Yeah, well, that I think a lot of people are asking that question. And someone who also got a little criticism with Mbappe was Dembele as well, and some of the comments people are leaving are pretty funny on various videos. And yeah, I think Mbappe at least had one shot that was off the post, so that was, you know, close. But a player of those of both of their calibers, you expect them to convert. And yeah, they just didn't show up. And that's kind of one of my criticisms of PSG, is the inconsistency. Yes, it's a hard stadium to play in at BVB, but, you know, they just up and down, up and down. So, you know, if you're a PSG fan, you hope they bring it for this upcoming match and take the win in the second leg.
Well, come on, right? It's not a question of if, but it's just a matter of how they're going to do it and what it's going to take to get it done. I mean, I think the best news for them, and maybe worst news for Dortmund, it is just that one goal differential, that one goal. I mean, you could see where you score early, it's level, then you're just thinking, okay, how do we go about getting a second? And then it's, how do we make sure Dortmund doesn't score? And what is it going to take just to get a win? Yes, but I think they're going to need to score a couple, and I think they're capable. I mean, if you're talking about inconsistency, if The last game was poor for the names that you gave, Mbappe and Dembele and the team as a whole. Well, then don't you think that then if they're been inconsistent, then their inconsistency swings around to do what they need to do to this game? I kind of think that could be where this goes without giving my prediction as far as the exact result, but I could that be a part of what this is? Jeff, what are your thoughts? Did you want to get further into that idea of inconsistency? Is this now then going to be the other side of the pendulum, right? Going right back to the dominating PSG.
Let's get into it and kind of make those predictions. Yeah, for sure. So with the PSG game, I think that being at home, the importance of the second leg, I think PSG is going to show up for this one. Now, it is possible with their inconsistency that they don't, and Dortmund can compete away. So I'm not saying that this is, again, the game is finished. It's in the books. I'm not saying that, but I just have a hunch that PSG is going to show up and we're going to see some Mbappe, Dembele connections and goals and all that star power pay off. That's what I think. Again, you never know with a team like PSG that's not consistent, but that's just kind of my hunch at this moment for that game.
And it's not easy. I mean, to win by two goals in any contest, in any game, is not easy. And that's really essentially what they're going to need to do to get through in that manner. Do you see it possible? I mean, could it just be a flip? Could it be 1-0 going to extra time and look at something that about? Do you want to talk about penalty kicks, or do you want to just say PSG is just going to win by two goals and go through?
I'll put it out there. I have PSG winning this one 3-1. They're moving through.
Okay. I had a similar view. I think that based on what we saw there, I mean, it's Dortmund, yes, they have and they can score. I think if you went back to their score lines and what they've done, they've had some games where they've been able to just, fire on all cylinders and have multiple goal scores, but I don't see them happening. I mean, I think it's really just one that PSG could dominate, could win it. Is it three goals? I don't know. I mean, how about 2-0? 2-0 PSG over Dortmund. And leg two to go through.
That sounds fair to me. That sounds like a really fair prediction. And hopefully it's a better game than that. We want to see some good competition. But if you're a PSG fan, hey, you're excited your team's moving on. So yeah, that'd be fun to watch. And this other game's pretty exciting too, Joe. In fact, you said PKs. If there was a game to go into PKs, this could be it, right?
Well, Real Madrid at home, completely different side in a sense that I think they're going to dominate. I think this is where they show you again. I'll say it in all capitals. This is their tournament. They're at home with a lot of pride. And I don't think that Bayern can do what they need to do. Harry Kane aside, and anything else they have as far as being able to put together what they need to do. I don't think. I think probably Real Madrid's probably okay with them having a draw because all they got to do is get a result, a win in this game. Well, really, a win to get through, right? But the likelihood of the chances increases significantly with them playing at home. I think Real Madrid, if there ever was a team that benefits from hosting and in the second leg and quote unquote their tournament, it's got to be excited about this opportunity.
I agree. And I think you kind of more or less said which direction you're leaning in, which I know, Joe, I know you're a Harry Kane guy through and through, so that's significant there. But I agree. Real Madrid, they have so much firepower that their back four is really gonna struggle as they did in the first match. Vinicius Jr., Bellingham, there's so many threats. They just have so much talent. Even veteran players came in and performed, like Luka, Rodrigo. I think Bayern's going to struggle defensively on this one. Harry Kane, he may get one. He may be part of a goal, but I think I'm going in the same direction as you, Joe, as far as Real Madrid, this is their tournament. They're at home. So I think I'm ready for my prediction. You want me to go first?
Go for it.
Okay. I think Real Madrid will be moving forward in dramatic fashion. I think that this game's going to be a 1-1 draw that goes to PKs, and Real Madrid's going to win the shootout.
I can see that happen. I mean, I do. I'm leaning more towards just a dominant performance by Real Madrid, in a sense that maybe multiple goals, and it's three goals for them. Now, you mentioned Harry Kane. It's too difficult to go against him not having an impact or having being a contributor in this one to score one, and then maybe another goal through maybe misfortune, but a really open game and a really competitive match that I think will end up being 3-2 Real Madrid.
Okay.
Diving back to forth, back and forth. It could go either way, but in the end, Real Madrid does what they need to do to get that one more goal to get through to be in the final again, another opportunity to get it done.
Well, I think that'd be a fun match, and that'd be great for Real Madrid supporters to see them back in the final. So that'd be a fun match and a great game to watch. I think we'd all look forward to that for sure. Yeah.
What else? What else is there to talk about Champions League? Is it been a good tournament? It's been a great tournament. I mean, is it too soon to say? Are we just really looking forward to seeing how these next two matches play out before we give a final verdict? Obviously, there's a final to play, but I mean, what are your thoughts as far as the tournament as a whole again?
Oh man, it's been fun. I think it's lived up to the hype and the billing and it's been fun to watch, and we're wrapping up season four here at the Pitch Pod, and we'll be done at the end of May. We have to finish the Premier League. We have to go ahead and finish Champions League, the FA Cup. So we're coming to an end here. We're wrapping things at the Pitch Pod temporarily, but it's been fun. Season four has been a blast. And as I pointed out earlier, Joe, you have some time here, but if you don't start nailing some predictions, Joe, this could be four seasons in a row for Jeff.
Is that where we're at? I didn't realize we're keeping.
I got pep numbers over here, man. You gotta step it up. This is you gotta
Okay, so
have
I'll hit these two. Fair enough. I need to hit these two then, right? I need to
fun.
hit these two.
This could
I
change.
got
This
you.
could change the whole outcome as you hitting these.
Okay. I'm not out of it. I'm not out of it by any means. It'll play all the way through. I
Yeah,
got you.
that's right. Well, all right. I'm looking forward to it. I know Joe is, and hopefully everyone out there gets a chance to tune in and enjoy the Champions League Leg Two semifinals. So till next time. Thank you everyone for tuning in. If you like what we bring you here at the Pitch Pod, please do us a favor, hit that like and that subscribe. Don't forget, we're available on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. Thank you, everyone, and keep pitching out there.
In a game, the round ball, round posts, anything can happen.